these stories that he's narrating to you, it's almost like if you're not even there, you show up. I know at some point you are living in San Antonio and you're coming to visit him in California, but after months apart, he will pick up a conversation almost exactly where he left off. And occasionally, he starts speaking and the other voices that he hears in his head. And how do you interpret what those voices are trying to communicate to you?
See, one of the things that I've stayed away from is doing that. And he doesn't do it often, okay? I just know that he felt safe or he felt okay with the vulnerability of sharing with me what it was to live inside his mind, you know? And he gives me the explanation that it's like having 8 television stations on at all times with different stories and different images with different decibels of sound for each of the stories. So I just think he was amazingly brave to do that, because more often than not, people who are mentally ill have been dehumanized to the point that they don't want to be themselves, right or wrong, or indifferent, you know, because they already go through enough chastisement and judgment. So he was willing to share that the ethical voice was the voice of Father Mateo, for example, and that he can always get him out of a jam, that the homeboy could speak in the Kalo language of the street, and that could always get him out of scrapes with potential gangbangers. So it's like what I'm imagining, that those voices were ways of coping and strategies for understanding that it wasn't him who was doing that, it was his brain and the way it worked. And that even within all that noise, that he could still tap into his own voice and come out of the situation and talk to me. Most recently, he's been living in San Antonio with my husband and I since December 2014. It feels like 3 lives ago. Well, this time around, what I met finally were the master voices. And that's very different from the voices in his mind that give him messages about ethics, about self-valuation, about maybe even truth, about culture, about relating to other people, about loving, about emotions. The master voices are the ones that control. It's like the Giappetto, okay, of the quote-unquote puppet voices. And so what they do is they tell him he's worthless, they tell him he stinks, they tell him to kill himself, they tell him you should have never been born. And so he has to constantly work with not only the devaluation and the derision he experiences in society, he also has to deal with the things he hears in his mind about himself.